Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is by Becky Keefe and is titled, Six Simple Prayers for When You're Barely Hanging On. I often feel like I'm living in the land of barely. Barely enough sleep, barely enough patience, barely keeping enough spoons and socks clean. Seriously, what happens to all the spoons and socks? Barely fixing dinner, barely getting dressed, barely keeping my anxiety in check. My default is to shame myself for all the barely, to should myself into doing better, trying harder. Do you have a soundtrack of shoulds? I should be on top of things. I should manage my time better. I should be over this. I should be okay by now. I should be more grateful, more together, more spiritual. I should be less of an emotional mess. But through the noise of my shame, I hear the voice of Jesus, who keeps gently reminding me that he is the God of abundance who isn't put off by my barely. When I'm barely holding on, God is abundantly able to hold me. It's because of our barely that Jesus laid himself bare on the cross. He took all our weakness, sin, and failure upon his flawless self. He did it so we wouldn't have to keep living in the land of barely. Barely enough righteousness, barely enough sacrifice, barely enough grace. The bloody cross and the empty tomb mean any barely we face is a fleeting circumstance. Our future is secure. God's unshakable hope, his unending joy, his perfect peace, this is our inheritance. But the beautiful reality is that we don't have to wait till heaven to receive it. It can be ours today. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13 NIV. God's peace isn't reserved for the ones without mildew in their showers or strained relationships in their families. His joy isn't set aside for the ones who have never known the ache of depression or the stress of stretched finances. His hope isn't only designated for the optimists who never yell at their kids. The beauty of Jesus' love and grace is that it's poured out for all of us. If you're living in the land of barely today, the hope, peace, and joy of Jesus are available to you. He wants to meet you in the muck, exactly where you feel stuck. I know it's true because he's done it for me more times than I can count. Years ago, when I had a toddler who wouldn't sleep, wouldn't even stay in his crib for more than 90 seconds, I remember sitting slumped and sobbing in the hallway, night after night, utterly at the end of my rope. I also remember Jesus sitting right there beside me. In those weary and wrung-out moments, God's Spirit would speak the words of James 1:2-5 to my heart. Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. If you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help and won't be condescended to when you ask for it. From the Message Translation. I definitely didn't know what I was doing. Yet, again and again, God helped me through the next moment. Now, more than a decade later, I can see how that brutal season of barely feeling like the mom my child needed was indeed a gift. My son grew and matured at the same time God was growing and maturing me. Or when I was in the dark pit of anxiety before I had a name for it, and my mind raced like half dreams I couldn't escape, and my heart beat like I had overdosed on caffeine, Jesus met me there too. When I could barely make it from dinner to bedtime without snapping at my husband and crying without cause, Jesus drew near. Out of the abundance of his love, he sent friends to share their own experiences with anxiety so I didn't feel alone. He led me to seek help and support through a trusted Christian counselor. He showed me that just as he had compassion for the physical suffering of the lame, the leper, and the blind, so too he has compassion for our mental suffering. Again and again, Jesus reminded me that I am not alone. Maybe today you need to know that Jesus is there with you too, but you don't even have the words to tell him. Here are six simple prayers for when you're barely hanging on. God, I don't know what to do. Please give me wisdom for the next step. Jesus, I feel so alone. Show me that you are here. God, my mind and body are full of anxiety. Please fill me with your peace. Jesus, I need joy that doesn't depend on my circumstances. God, thank you for the gift of your Spirit. Help me to overflow with hope. Jesus, please breathe your abundance into my barely. I trust you. Friend, tell Jesus about your hurt, your disappointment, your failure. Whatever barely looks like in your life today, it does not disqualify you from being abundantly loved by God. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
On Saturday, March 30th, don't miss the premiere of An Easter Bloom, an all-new Dayspring original movie on Hallmark Channel. In this touching story, a young gardener sets out to save her family farm by entering a floral competition for Easter. Along the way, she meets a local pastor who helps her restore the hope she lost. The movie premieres on Saturday, March 30th at 8, 7 Central, only on Hallmark Channel. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.